This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North. And that's your boy, Mr. Mike Evans. Do you have his jersey? Because his number is your number.
Yeah, no, my number is his number.
Well, no, he made the number more famous. It's his number.
No, and he didn't make it more famous.
He did.
Than Dan Marino?
Yes.
No.
At 7,000-yard reception seasons, like no. The first ever do it?
He did not make the number 13 more famous than Dan Marino.
The NFL's been around since the Olympics. Like, how many years?
Since the Olympics.
Oh, my God. It's been around forever.
Oh, my God.
It's an institution, and
can your babies trade you in
for what?
A smarter model?
No. That's it. That's
big ups to Mike Evans.
And again,
people were throwing that out as well. Why was Mike Evans on the field?
Oh yeah,
they'd already
beat up. He's already banged up. He's already been injured.
Did you see the incidences of players who went above and beyond to make sure certain players got bonuses?
Oh, really? For certain stats?
Right. Well,
like sacks or
Antonio Brown needed X amount of receptions.
Okay.
And Tom Brady had a couple of those shuffle passes.
So how much do you think that factors in? More than the gambling and the lines and like Vegas, how much of that factors in where guys know, hey, I need 112 yards to get my 1,000-yard season? Yeah, and do they do that for bonuses?
Oh,
for
absolutely.
Contract negotiations,
absolutely.
For free agency?
There was one that I read, and I don't know if the head coach knew. Allegedly, the quarterback knew and the offensive coordinator knew, and they changed the play. He changed the play on the field to get said player the reception that he needed for a bonus.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you watched Varsity Blues – do you ever see Varsity Blues?
Yeah, of course.
So when coach sends in the passing play and the running back was all mad because he did all the work to get down to the goal line
right.
And he wanted to do another, Moxon went and changed the play, so that he would get the touchdown.
Yeah, but it's a business. So as the owner of the team, aren't you upset you got to pay a bonus? Like if they conspire.
Oh, absolutely.
If the employees conspire together to give somebody a $1 million bonus, or
I don't think many owners would publicly show how upset they are, but of course they're upset. On the same line, they can afford it.
Well, but it's still business.
But it's still business.
And in a time where there's no concession sales and limited seating and a pandemic year, I mean these owners have to have lost money this year. They had to.
They didn't lose money. They didn't make as much money as they've made in the past. Understand? I seriously doubt they lost money. The chance of that is they're still making money.
Okay. But not as much
money. Yeah. So I understand what you're saying by lost money. They didn't lose money. They didn't make as much as they could have, should have, would have.
So those bonuses hurt more. You feel them more. If you're
the richest man in the world, $1 million is still $1 million.
Sure.
Now, granted, you may have 2.5 billion of them, so it's not going to hurt you as bad, but it's still $1 million. It's still $100. It's still 50,
Sure.
So, yeah, I still think you feel it, but it's not like, you're not going to be able to afford dinner that night.
Yeah, but I was just looking at it more of like a loyalty standpoint of, hey, these employees conspire together to give somebody extra money out of my pocket.
What if the owners, went to said quarterback, had a little secret meeting.
Hey, let's push the ball and give him his bonus.
Play it off like you're standing up. All right, case in point.
Okay.
Case in point,
case in point.
I made a phone call to a former professional athlete.
Okay.
A world champion.
Okay.
A pretty big deal in the sport that this person played in.
Okay.
And we talked about that whole thing that has set me off, the Eagles, the Steelers, the this, the that. And I said, all right, let me ask you a question. You're playing. They do that to you. What are you thinking?
Okay.
And I know this person pretty well. And he's like, I'm all for it. Wouldn't bother me at all. It's giving younger players just an opportunity to get on the field.
Sure.
Then if these younger players become, an everyday player, I'm trying to watch so you can't read into what sport this person played.
Sure.
Then I'm loyal to them. They're loyal to me. So what I'm about to say probably didn't happen. But this is just me
Sure.
Playing along.
Okay.
How about my dream last night?
What was your dream last
night? I never
night?
Remember my dream, but I dreamed that I was driving an 18-wheeler.
Okay.
That in the middle of it being an 18-wheeler became like a bicycle.
Oh.
And so, like, I'm driving this 18-wheeler like it's a bicycle.
Okay.
Cutting people off, turning it up, and we're, like, racing. And somebody in my family, I believe it was my older brother, I left on the side of the road.
Okay.
And my excuse was I didn't know how to stop and start. And, you know, we're on sides and stuff. I don't know what that has to do with what we were talking about. Okay. That just came to me. So if you're my psychiatrist, I want to know, what does that dream mean? Yeah. You know? So anyway, back to this player. He's like, then if this, you know, these players come up to, you know, be regular everyday players and blah, 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 they have my back, I have their back. So what if said ownership said, don't tell the head coach. Don't tell anyone. Just make it obvious and get this guy his bonus. Now, player feels like he owes quarterback. You don't think Antonio Brown's thanking Tom Brady?
Sure.
Granted, now he can pay rent.
Because he lives in the house, like, buy some groceries, like, fill up the fridge.
Exactly. You know, hey, AB, it's your turn to put some food in the fridge. Right. I just got you a big bonus. And Brady got, like, a $500,000 bonus.
Yeah.
For being fifth on yardage.
Because back in the day, didn't Terrell Davis, like, there was a legendary story where he got a concussion or got knocked out. He couldn't see visibly, like, couldn't right. see. But they needed him as a decoy to run a play because they wanted him in the lineup. So he ran a decoy to score a touchdown. Like, you know.
All that stuff is done.
Yeah.
I remember the Bucks, where I don't know if they purposely did or they tried to purposely let the other team score a touchdown so that they could get the ball back to feed the running back so he could get more yards.
No. Well, yeah, that's.
You know, so it basically falls into.
It all comes down to the almighty dollar.
In about 15 minutes, we're going to enter another member into Best Harris Ever. So I just, you know, I reached out to Justin Harris a little bit a while ago. He was working out. Season's over. Guy's working out.
Well, I mean.
Dude's going to be dangerous next year.
You learn from the juggernaut. If you're not practicing 8 hours a day, you're not a true master of your craft.
I will cover 2 local football games next year. I will cover UCF and USF next year.
Really?
Because Cincinnati plays both of them.
Oh.
Cincinnati comes to Tampa.
Nice.
Yep.
The Bearcats.
Yep, the Bearcats.
Does that make you a 98 degree fan?
I always was.
So isn't that Nick Lackey, Lakey,
Lachey,
whatever.
Yeah.
I don't. Don't know how to pronounce names or fighters' names.
That's what makes you so valuable. You bring so much content of speaking wrong names.
Have you seen John Jones has admitted that he's running from the lightweight heavy division?
Sure.
He's scared.
Yeah, he's scared.
That the middleweight champ has moved up.
Sure, he's scared. He's petrified. He's
intimidated.
Sure.
Yeah. And, put it on Twitter. It's official.
And you didn't read into the sarcasm.
John Jones ran. I was terrified when the middleweight champ moved up. And so there you have it.
I know that you're just playing a game because I would much rather get hit by Israel than I would Nagano. Just saying. Yeah. Just saying.
Well, didn't he put that in the text? It's like, I'm because Francis has a terrible takedown defense.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Israel's punch probably hurts. Francis's punch is probably going to go through John's face.
I mean, he made Overeem a Pez dispenser. I mean, yeah. He almost knocked his head off.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. All right, let's go hit a break. We'll have some more shenanigans, and probably at the bottom of the hour, we'll reach back out to enter the newest member of Best Harris Ever. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett's Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
We are back coming to you live from Florida Beach. A couple real quick things, then we can get into some NFL stuff if you want.
Okay.
First and foremost, Dana White said, we're going to get you.
Yeah, the streaming. He's tired of the pirates.
He claims that he's going to get all the streamers. And somebody, I guess, overseas said, bring it on, Dana. I'm looking forward to stealing it. And Dana's like, I'm going to get you. Blah, 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 blah. So it's kind of funny.
Being in a city with the Buccaneers and the pirates, like, you know, like the streaming pirates.
Stealing is good.
Well, it's stealing the piracy of stealing.
When did they change the name of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Because isn't that? Buccaneers, Pirates, all that, shouldn't that be taken away as well?
They're going to take away everything. Don't you realize, like, all of our history will be wiped clean and we'll start over?
You know what they're not taking away?
What's that?
Andre Arlovsky fighting in a cage.
That guy's always fighting.
He's still fighting. It just got announced. He's fighting the British heavyweight, Aspinall, on February 20th.
But, I mean, what else is he going to do? This is all these guys do. It's all they know.
I'm not saying that.
Former world champ, former UFC heavyweight champion.
He was last champion when it was the rivalry with Tim Sylvia. Yeah. What was that, in the 1700s? I mean, my God, it was so long ago.
It was like,
and we continue to think that it's Andre Arlovsky's last fight, and then, bam, he fights again. All right, do you know who Darren Ravel is?
No.
Darren Ravel is on Twitter. He's like you.
Okay.
All right. Always starts crap.
Famous.
You know, well, not famous.
Celebrity.
But, No. I have to be careful what I call him in correlation to what I've already called you, because he may sue me for it.
Okay.
But he says, so glad Panini pays these guys to sign their cards. Now, I know this is radio, but look at a picture of that autograph. It's like a C and a scribble. And I've said that all along. Why do people seek out these autographs that you literally have to write on the back who it is?
Yeah. Right. I mean, I've seen footballs at like memorabilia shops, and they're all signed. Who have no idea if it's not for the number and like the team. But even that, you don't even know unless it's a retired name. You have no idea who it is.
I've seen your autograph on my paycheck, and I can't read it.
That's true. Well, I was practicing to be a doctor. That's what I wanted to do before a pizza maker.
All right. So, do you have the list?
I do have the list.
Okay. So. So a couple of minutes, in about 10, 15 minutes, we'll reach out, you know, to this week's or the newest installment, because it's not this week.
So there's 15 finalists
down, right,
that have been narrowed down for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2021.
Typically, what's the number that goes in? 3 to 5?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. So if it's 3 to 5, we're going to say 3 to 5.
Okay. So it's 4. Let's call 4.
We're going to say 4?
No, you said 3 to 5. We'll just go in the middle.
Go 4. 4. So then we're going to say 3 because Peyton Manning's automatic.
Well, so it's 4 of the 15 finalists are first-time eligible. So Peyton Manning
is a shoo-in.
Is one of them.
He's definite.
Your defensive back, Charles Woodson.
He was pretty good.
Your wide receiver, Calvin Johnson.
Is a definite. So there's 2
and
definite.
Your defensive end, Jared Allen, are all first-timers eligible, and they lead the top 15 list right now.
For whatever reason, and I don't know if it's a conspiracy that they don't like, you know, players to go in on their first ballot. So we're going to say that's the case.
Okay.
So of those 4, Calvin Johnson, Peyton Manning, shoe-ins.
Yes.
Those 2 are definite.
For sure.
Okay.
Charles Woodson, Jared Allen could make it, but I doubt they will.
I think they're going to hold them back.
Sure.
You know, for whatever reason. They don't want first time.
And you're a proponent of if they don't make it in the first 5 years, they shouldn't be eligible anymore. They should just be.
Correct.
They're no longer a household name.
Well, it's not that they're no longer a household name. My thing is, if their numbers aren't good enough to get in now,
the first 5 years.
Well, that's what I mean by now. Their numbers aren't going to be better in 5 years.
Right.
So if it's now, the list is so depleted that your numbers are now good enough to get in, and it's taken you 16 years to do it, then you're really not a Hall of Famer. Then you should, in my opinion, you should not be eligible. You should, whoever are the elite of the elite should be Hall of Famers. This shouldn't be the Hall of Pretty
this
Good.
This is America. You're not allowed to have an opinion.
That's true.
Unless it matches up my opinion.
Jump on Facebook right now and see what's being said about me. So, yeah, I know.
But the other players that joined that list are cornerback Rondae Barber.
Steve.
From your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
Soon to be changing their name to Tampa Bay Sunshines.
Shipmates.
I don't know. Shipmates.
Tampa Bay Shipmates.
Tackle Tony Boselli.
He was pretty good.
Safety Leroy Butler.
He was pretty good. Well, they're all pretty good, let's be honest.
Guard Alan Faneca.
Okay.
Wide receiver Torrey Holt. Safety John Lynch. Linebacker Clay Matthews Jr. Linebacker Sam Mills. Defensive lineman Richard Seymour, linebacker Zach Thomas, and wide receiver Reggie Wayne are all the rest of your 15 finalists for this year's Hall of Fame.
All right, start again so I can try to pick one out of that group.
I'm not picking again. Do you want the two Colts to go together? Do you want Reggie Wayne?
Are they
going to
hold hands?
Well, they could. They could ride on the horse together. They could ride one horse into the Hall of Fame.
No.
They could ride John Elway in.
I don't think he will, but I'm going to say Boselli. Obviously, I've already given you the 2.
Yep.
Read me the list again.
No, I'm not. Oh, Zach Thomas, Richard Seymour, Clay Matthews Jr., Sam Mills, John Lynch. You're going to have to go John Lynch because he's your hometown boy.
No, I mean, I think Rondae goes in before John Lynch.
Really?
Absolutely.
You want to take a bet on that?
I don't bet. It's illegal, isn't it?
I don't know. You were just talking about the Eagles earlier, like betting is legal, and now...
No, knucklehead. You can. It's legal to go into a casino and gamble.
Well, is it illegal to bet on dog races in Florida now?
Yeah.
As last Sunday was the last running...
I meant to go.
...of the Derby Lanes, the iconic Derby Lanes.
Can you answer a question? No, I'm asking a moron to answer a question.
Yeah, well.
I know that doesn't make sense, but what is the difference between training... and teaching a dog to run in a circle to chase a wooden rabbit.
Okay.
Or training a horse, beating the crap out of its rear so that it runs faster. What's the difference?
Oh, I think it's about the condition in which they live. It's the they claim it's the inhumane treatment that they get. Their cage,
you mean bashing a horse on the side with that pole with that stick?
The love taps?
Yeah, the love taps. How come they tend to run so much faster when they're getting whipped like
that?
You know what I relate that to? How much faster I ran around my parents' bedroom when I was getting whipped?
Oh yeah. That's
I did run much faster when I was getting hit.
Is that why Ndamukong Suh, the Buccaneer player, isn't he considered? Was he always giving like love taps and the little pitter pats of?
No, it wasn't him. It was Peterson.
I thought he was a dirty player.
First of all, anything you say is your opinion. Has nothing to do with Tan Talk Radio. Myself, 8-Man Strong, Knockout Radio, Steve, Moore's Garage, any of that stuff.
Wow, that's,
your stupidity is your stupidity alone.
You've distanced yourself quite a lot.
Yes.
That's more than 6 feet, my friend.
As a matter of fact, when we do go places, I want to go in separate cars.
Well, we could go in one car if it's in Steve Linnea's limo.
We need to be separate cars.
We could be in the same limo, but 6 feet apart.
I don't want you anywhere near me. Don't you get it?
It could be like Dumb and Dumber. We'll dress up in a tuxedo. I'll wear my suit of armor.
The only way that would work is if you were dumb and dumber.
Well, I've been both.
You are both. All right. Thank God. It's break time. Oh. I've had enough of you. Let's go hit a break. Let me take him out back and whoop him like that horse.
A love tap.
This won't be a love tap. Trust me. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back. Maybe.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
This new year, take a moment and say thanks to our troops and veterans. This salute from our sponsor, B&N Lens Enterprises, LLC, from IRS Resolution, Traveling Nurses, 1099 Forms, Over-the-Road Trucker Services, and Overseas Contractors. Look to the one local name, B&N Lens Enterprises, LLC. Call the experts at 813-782-9491 or visit bnnlensenterprises.com. That's B&N Lens Enterprises, sending a salute to Zephyr Hills Police Department, Chief Derek Brewer, and Sheriff Chris Nocco.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Godsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
With Knockout Radio coming live. Pizza, as we do every Wednesday.
That is one of my favorite liners.
That is an epic
liner. It is good. The Mike Perry one's good.
And his training partner and his best friend is BFF, kind of like you and I, Conor McGregor.
Far from, but whatever.
Conor McGregor's coming up fighting. A
couple weeks. Dana said he's going to get you. Anybody who's going to illegally stream, they're going to get you.
But reports are saying that Conor's in the best shape of his life, that he's taking this serious.
I believe all that. Conor was in great shape when he fought Cowboy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to be in great shape. It's everything that he does outside of that.
But you said that you haven't seen the hype train like he, you know, the years past, all the crazy antics. Like, do you think we're going to see that in the next couple weeks building up? Or
I hope so.
Really? You think he needs it? Or
no, he doesn't need it. But why are you not promoting it?
Like, maybe he just wants his actions to speak for themselves. Maybe he doesn't want to be known as just a great hype man. He wants to be known as the best fighter. I don't know. I mean, but on a related note, have you seen the Christmas video on TikTok of Dan Henderson leg or calf kicking his son-in-law?
No.
His daughter's like boyfriend or husband. He takes a leg kick from Dan Henderson. So I don't know. I mean, how would you take, is there anybody in the UFC that you would take like a leg kick from?
All right, let me be real honest with you. Okay. In front of the thousands and thousands of fans that are here right now.
I mean, thousands.
I wouldn't take a leg kick from your daughter.
She's serious. She would kick Dan back. She would, she might drop him.
Well, I doubt that.
Have you seen her leg kick?
Oh, I've seen her leg kick.
Well, Dan's not, he's getting up there. He doesn't have his balance right. He's falling over, I'm just saying.
No, I would not take a leg kick from anyone.
No,
Alex took that slap.
Yeah. You don't have any. I saw Tony Ferguson was grappling with the, who was that?
Alon.
It was Alon?
Yeah, it was Alon.
Oh, was it? Really?
I think so.
But did you ever do those things? Did you ever like want to train with, like, did you ever want to spar with Mike Tyson? Have you done any of that in your career, radio career? Like,
right. Do you not listen to the show?
No, I do.
Do you literally just sit there and not pay attention at all?
I'm trying to start.
Steve, what are you doing every Wednesday at 2:00? It's this clown.
No, I know you've grappled with Matt Hughes. I know you've
Randy Couture.
But like those are just, they take it easy on you because you're an old radio guy. Like, is there anybody like you've actually wanted to like actually spar with or like grapple with like for real?
No.
No?
You know, yeah, there is one. I want to go up against, I want to train with Joey Chestnut.
The professional eater?
Yeah, exactly. that's who I'll work out with.
That's my dogs?
Goal. No, I want to see how many tomahawks I can shovel down my gullet in an hour.
You've never been curious like how hard Tyson really punches or you know. Like I would like to.
Can I set that up for Mike Tyson to punch you in the face and not me?
Yeah.
Then I would do that.
I'll take that all, but I get to punch back.
Okay.
And I'm going to tuck my ears.
Okay. No, that's...
I'm going to hide my ears.
I will set that up.
Set it up.
I will set it up that Mike Tyson can punch you in the face.
But I punch him back. I'm not gonna let him pillow fight me like last fight with that Roy Jones dude.
There will be a stipulation. See, I've learned from my dealings with this contractor. Everything is now going to be written. How about I just got a photo from one of the workers that he sprained his knee like I care.
He sprained his knee on your property?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a bad thing.
Well, he hasn't been on my property in weeks. Why would he show up now?
Well, just sprained his knee.
That's awesome.
just to get a lawsuit. That's what people do. Can't burglars, like, they break into your house and they trip, falling down the stairs. If you don't have proper lighting, like, you can get sued or something.
Sure. I didn't think of that. Maybe that's what he did.
Yeah. I'm going to go over there next. What time do you get off the radio?
I'm going to go do it myself.
Steve, pull the limo up. I got to go spray my knee at Randy's house real fast.
didn't even think about it that way. Interesting.
Yeah. See? That's probably why why else would they keep you in the loop of, like, an employee who hurt his knee?
Yeah. Interesting.
They're trying to get you to, like... They want you to see in court. They want to say that you did, you know, they're going to try to set you up, Randy.
Interesting.
I got you back, though.
Yeah, I never did think about that. All right. So what did you say before you bored me with this?
What do you mean? I was just talking about Dan Henderson, like, throwing leg kicks at Christmas parties.
I have no interest at all.
But I think it's cool, though. I think it's cool that he did that to his, like, you know, son-in-law. You know, just to let him know, like, hey, if you mess up with my daughter, I've still got the capability of, like, you know, crippling you.
When I meet my daughter's boyfriend, I'm going to tell him the same thing.
Well, you haven't met him yet?
No.
Really? Because that's Facebook official. I mean, they've been loving, doving for...
I'm going to tell him the first time I meet him, I'm going to have no problems.
Are you going to love tap him like the horses?
It won't be love taps.
Are you overly protective of your daughter still? Because she's an adult. She's a woman. Like, she's not a child. But are you still overly protective of, like, new boyfriends, new relationships?
Again, for legal purposes, I'll keep my comment separate. I know people that can hide bodies that'll never be found.
Okay. All right. Well,
problem with that?
No. I mean, you did just put concrete in your backyard. I don't know why you expanded your patio after all these years, but...
I got to be honest. I know people that can hide bodies if they hurt your daughters.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, so.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's always good to know low people in high places.
Yeah, or high people in low places.
All my people are high. Look at that guy.
I know. And they're definitely in a low place.
Oh, man.
So are you intrigued about the Conor fight?
Yeah, because he's the best. He's the best showman.
But he's not showing. But and that's what I'm saying. There's been no hype. So yeah, he's the big hype man. You know, he's the carnival guy. He's the carnival barker. But we haven't seen anything.
But he's also a class act. After he knocked out Donald Cerrone with the shoulder, he told him that he broke his knee, nose. It was the shoulder.
That was nice.
It was the shoulder, Donald.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Can you cover that nose? You're bleeding all over me.
But then he went and hugged Donald's mom. He said, like, you raised a great boy, and you should be so proud of him, and I love you. Like, you know, so he's a class act. Like. After the fight's over and all the hype and the, you know, I think Conor is a stand-up guy. And so, you know, so maybe he doesn't need the antics this time around. Maybe he's grown and matured and, like, he just wants to let his skill inside the octagon what it is.
The hype has nothing to do with him. It's the promotion hyping the event so that people buy it, not illegally steal it from the stream.
Well, Dana's stopping that. Dana's going to stop piracy of all kinds.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
You know, because he's been saying that.
So if he's successful, can I come watch it at your house?
I was going to say, if he's successful, how are you going to watch it?
I don't know. I'm like, well, I'm not coming off of $90.
Is that what it is?
I mean, it keeps going up, doesn't it?
I don't know. Is there anything that you want to see that bad that you'd spend $100 for? On TV. I don't know if there's absolutely anything that I want to see that bad. Nothing.
Yeah.
Truly, I don't. You know, concert is different.
Sure, because it's an experience. Like, you're there.
And I'm so spoiled that I was going to say I may never go to a concert again, but I'm not going to say that because I know of at least one that I'm going to. But I don't know if I could ever go to a concert again like I've gone in the past.
And just pay admission and sit in the general public.
After going to those two concerts with my younger brother last year, and where we sat for Kiss.
Well, it was New Kids on the Block, right?
I bought that. That was the suite, which was cool. But front row for Queen, I could never go to another concert. Now, going to see who I'm going to see, and I won't say it publicly just yet unless I'm told I can, knowing that I'm going to be backstage is going to be cool.
That's the thing.
Because the coolest thing I think I've ever done, and I've said this, of all the things that I've ever done, I think the coolest thing that I have ever done is when I stood on the stage when Eddie Money performed at Ruth Eckert Hall.
Oh.
With John Gruden. I almost said Lynch.
John
Gruden just on the other side of the curtain with from me. So it was Cheap Trick. It was Eddie Money. Obviously, I was there with Robin Zander.
Yeah.
And to stand on the stage and watch a guy that I've loved, you know, watch. I saw him at the Sundome years and years and years and years earlier. That's the coolest thing I've ever done.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
Reminding you what?
Well, Cheap Trick was the band that had all the songs that I remembered, and I didn't know the name. Twisted Sister's another band. I don't know what they sing either.
Right.
But I mentioned Twisted Sister earlier. I meant Cheap Trick, but I thought they were the same group. My fault. But I've never seen a concert from the stands. I've always been behind the curtain.
Dee Snider and Robin Zander's hair are close, similar to Steve's.
Yeah,
you know, it's all in the same concert area.
Yeah. It's like 80s Barbie meets Malibu Barbie.
Let's go ahead and break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we are back from Torta Pizza. We were daydreaming.
We are sleeping at the wheel.
No, wasn't that a song?
We'd have to ask our resident roadie. I don't know where he went.
I think that was a song.
But I'm excited about 2021. I think last year was a tough year for a lot of people. You know, I think this year's already got a better outlook. I feel better about it. I think, you know, obviously our live studio audience today, that's the most packed we've been maybe in the entire year. So
be careful when you say you're looking forward to 2021, because I've been getting texts for the past couple hours, and I guess it's pretty ugly in D.C.
Oh, really?
So that's not good.
What's going on in D.C.? I know Google, you can't even Google where D.C. is. It says, like, location unavailable, because right. They don't want people to travel there.
Well, and some people were able to get it, and some people were not. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing what's going on. People are jumping all over me on Facebook because of things I've said. All rioting is bad. I don't care why you are rioting.
Sure.
If you're rioting, you're wrong, and you should be taken care of or taken out, you know.
Yeah, looting. I mean, looting.
There is no right reason to do destruction and rioting. Sure. And all of that. So I don't care why you're doing it. Doing it is wrong. And that's why I said that, you know, I'm offending both sides, you know, of everything, whether it's the NFL, whether it's the world that we now live in, because I don't agree with either one of them.
Is there anything you've ever protested? Like, have you ever done a picket or a no. protest or a gone and march? Like I've never been called to do something like that. I've never even had the motivation or the idea of, like, attending something like that. But is there anything that you would do it for? Is there anything passionate enough you care about?
I don't know. I mean, I hate hypotheticals. I've always hated hypotheticals. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody does something to my family, I'm protesting. Because
all it is like a difference of opinion. Like their opinion doesn't match up with the decision or the other opinion, and then they riot and destroy.
It's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
It's embarrassing. It truly is.
It's crazy.
You know, like I said, it's embarrassing. You know, I don't care who you believe or who you what, or I don't care. It's all embarrassing.
But let's put that protest and stuff aside. Like, can't we get back to like the COVID, the vaccine's here. Like, things are going to start going back to normal, hopefully, soon?
I don't think it will.
Really?
I don't think it will go back to normal. You know, I don't think the virus mysteriously disappears.
Well, how long before, like, stadiums allow full capacity? Like, how long will it be this selected group or video monitoring or bubble, you know, gameplay?
I think in a perfect world, and it's not perfect, maybe the beginning of football
next year. Wow.
I don't think baseball, you're going to have people yet. It's too soon. You know, it's not going to just randomly go away. And the new people in power are going to shut more things down than allow more things to open up.
Yeah.
And when it's all said and done, I'm content sitting at home. I don't care. What I do, I can do at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with the way of the new equipments, and, you know, back in the day when I first started at Tan Talk, you know, when I was talking about Kenny and how long he'd been there, you know, it was more difficult. You needed phone lines and ISDN lines. And now you don't. You need internet. That's
sure.
all you need. So I literally can do this show from anywhere in the world that has internet access.
Yeah. As I was in Brazil last week.
And if you don't have internet, literally you can pick up a phone, you know. So it's not going to affect me as much as it's affecting other people.
Sure.
But yeah, more things are going to be shut down. And if that's the case, you know, who knows? It could be 2 years. It could be longer. I hope you like teaching, because you're not teaching the daughters at home.
Yeah. I mean, the Zoom thing is a mess. I mean, I don't even know how parents are doing it.
Do they check clothing on Zoom? Like, do you have to get dressed, or can you, when you're doing a Zoom class, can you be in, like, your pajamas?
Yeah, it's pajamas. Like, there's no requirement.
Interesting.
It's a different world, but I hope that that's all behind us. I mean, I really hope that this new year turns out to be, you know, somewhat back to some normalcy. Because you know what? It wasn't too bad before COVID. Like, we made our own problems in society. Like, we always had our own issues, but I think going back, we're going to appreciate the things that we've lost. Sitting in a packed, you know, cozy restaurant, drinking coffee, having a beer with your buddy, watching a sports game, like, at the venue, like, you know, things we lost a lot this year. Concerts.
I think you will appreciate, you know, what we've lost. I mean, you know, there's no doubt to that. But again, you know, I'm concerned more because I don't know if and when. I don't know, and I've talked to doctors.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's a nurse. I've talked to doctors that are involved, that are in the know, and they don't know. It's crazy. It truly is going to be, insanity is going to continue. You know, I've seen a lot of memes on the Book of Face. You know, somebody asked somebody, you know, are you comfortable going into this restaurant to eat? And they're like, yeah, we're fine. We'll eat, and then I'll put the mask on as soon as I walk outside. Basically saying it's a joke. I mean,
right.
You know, and I'm not making light of it. There's been numerous people. Michael Pittman just, you know, put a thing up, you know, that his father had COVID.
Sure.
And was deathly sick. it's not a joke. The joke is that you can take a mask off in this restaurant, but you have to have it as you walk through the restaurant.
Well, look, I just came back from Brazil 10 days ago. Like, on the plane, everybody had to wear a mask on the plane. They would come by and check your row every 15, 20 minutes to make sure your mask was on in flight, international flight. And then they would bring the food tray, and everybody would take the mask off at the exact same time. So everybody was maskless for, you know, an hour while they ate and drank, and, you know, and then they put the mask back on for the rest of the flight. It just didn't make any sense. But, I mean, as a restaurant owner, I want to make sure the community is safe. I want to make sure that people have a perception of being safe if they are worried about it. That's why I installed an outside bar today. I now have dining available outside so I can accommodate the people who want to still eat pizza, still go out and be a part of the community, but don't want to sit inside where they're afraid of being around other people.
This is what I thought was funny. So we're all concerned about the virus.
Yep.
We're all concerned about not getting sick, staying healthy. And you comment about you put a bar up outside so people can sit out there and smoke. Yeah. I just found that humorous.
Yeah.
I just found it humorous.
I mean, you know, well, I don't want them to smoke inside. You know, but it might as well, if people aren't going to dine in, might as well make it a smoke-in outside, you know, section.
Are you going to shut the door if people are outside?
So the smoke doesn't come in?
Yeah. Serious question.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't think of it.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah.
No,
for
yeah.
Sure.
I love answers like that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, no. I mean, I guess the situational. I mean, if there's nobody in the restaurant at the time, does it matter? Like, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound?
So the smoke that would come in from outside into an empty building will disappear randomly when somebody walks into your building.
But the virus will not.
But the virus will not.
Yes. Yes, it's much more resilient.
Let's just add to the stupidity. who do you like this weekend, NFL-wise, since there are no fights?
I don't even know. I haven't been watching the NFL. I mean, I just assume that the Tampa Bay Bucs are going to win. They built the best team. They spent the most money.
Did they build the best team? Are they better than Kansas City?
They're undefeated so far.
What?
They haven't lost the chance to win the Super Bowl yet.
Well,
they're still in it.
They haven't lost in the playoffs.
So,
and this is almost going to be weird to say. Are they better than the Buffalo Bills? I don't know.
Everybody's better than the Bills, aren't they? Isn't the Bills like the worst team ever?
No. The worst team ever is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Didn't they go to the Super Bowl like 4 years in a row and lose every time?
Yep. Yep.
With your boy Sims, right? Like Phil?
No.
Chris Sims was the quarterback last time the Bucs made the playoffs.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, that's your boy.
Yeah, Chris and I are okay. And Phil Sims was with the New York football team.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Different New York football team. They're both in New York.
Correct. See, most people forget them. Well, really, the only New York football team is the Buffalo Bills.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
The New York? Why?
Because where do the Giants and Jets play? In New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So technically, they're not a New York football team.
So what about Kansas City? Where's the stadium? Is it Missouri?
It's in Kansas City.
Is that in Missouri?
It's in Kansas City.
I don't know where Kansas City is. I don't think it's not in Kansas.
It's in Kansas City.
But Kansas City is
so
in Missouri.
So it doesn't matter. They are the football team of the city that they're called.
I got you.
New York Giants play in New Jersey.
But that's New York, the city, right? New York.
No,
City
it's in
Giants?
New Jersey. It's across the water. Like, who's playing?
I don't know yet.
You haven't pulled it up yet?
It's still giving me the results from last week.
You are an awful, awful producer.
Well, you're asking me about something I don't watch, like football.
You don't watch anything.
Well, because I don't. Well, one, I don't want to pay for it. Even if I did have it, I wouldn't watch it.
All right, so while you're pulling it up, Washington will welcome the Buccaneers Saturday night. The conspiracy is in. Devin White will not be able to play.
Okay, I got the games. All right, so on Saturday.
Did we move to another country?
Why?
Can you not hear that?
I don't know what that means.
I can hear.
No. On Saturday, 1-9, the same day as the BKFC tryouts in Plant City. So if you want to become a professional fighter or boxer, you have a chance to try out on Saturday. That starts at 12 o'clock. These games start at 1:05 p.m. It's the Colts versus the Bills. I'm sure you're going to root for the Colts because your boy Pittman plays.
Yeah, you know, I don't really root for anybody, but, you know, I want Pitt Jr. to have a good game, and I would be okay with them moving on. The quarterback,
Rivers,
is one of Sean's favorite players.
Huh?
You know, his passion and drive.
He's the Dan Marino of the modern era.
What, never won anything?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
He's like a great quarterback, always competitive, always great numbers, but never wins.
Yeah, I won't necessarily throw that out. I mean, Buffalo will probably win, but I'd like to see the Colts win.
Your second game of that day, 4:40 p.m. on the same day, will be the Rams versus the Seahawks.
It's an important game.
That's a pretty big game. That's a big game.
I believe, and I could be wrong, I normally am, if the Rams win, then they'll go to Green Bay.
Oh.
If the Rams lose, I believe the Bucs go to Green Bay.
Okay.
So, you know, depending on if other teams win or lose, which I don't anticipate. But good game, but you know, I think Seattle wins that game.
Your 8:15 p.m. game would be your own Buccaneers versus the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins.
I think Tampa wins this game.
Then on Sunday, 1:05, you've got the Ravens versus the Titans.
In the Who Cares Bowl, hopefully Henry has a good game. Not a big Baltimore fan. Not that being a fan of one team makes it, you know, but I'll take Tennessee.
Got to go Tennessee. They just had a bombing. You know how history plays. If a city has a tragedy, the team always seems to win a championship.
Well, then that means Washington could win because of the tragedy.
What's the tragedy at the election?
Well, the tragedy that's going on there today.
Then you got your 4:40 game on Sunday is the Chicago Bears versus the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I think the Bears have – I think you have a better chance of taking a punch from Mike Tyson than the Bears do of having to beat the Saints.
Okay. And then your boy.
Who's my boy now?
Styles White. Styles G. White or Greg White. His Cleveland Browns at 8:15 Sunday night are taking on the well-rested Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Browns have some coronavirus situations. Head coach will not be able to coach, I believe. They said a substantial player is also involved in that, but they haven't said what player.
Uh-oh.
Could it be Myles Garrett? Could it be Baker Mayfield? If it's one of those two, the slim, very slim, really no shot that Cleveland has will be right out the window if it's one of those.
Now, at the professional level, do you really need a head coach to win a game?
No.
The players know what to do. The quarterbacks know how to play. The coordinators know to call the plays in from upstairs.
Yeah, I don't think a head coach, I don't think a position coach. You always have somebody that you can stick in there running the show. They'll do pretty much the game plan that all the coaches and the head coach puts together.
With technology, can't the head coach be at home like the radio industry?
I think that's the plan.
He'll play calls and call them in.
He'll be on Zoom. You know, I don't see why you can't do that.
Will he have his, like, uniform on, or we, you know, like...
Coaches don't wear uniforms, but good call.
You know, will they have the logoed hat and, you know, like, or will they be in their pajamas, like the Zoom school calls?
You know, if it's Belichick, he'd be in the hoodie, you know, cut off sleeves and, right. You know, all that kind of stuff. You know, I could definitely see that. But I think it all will play out, you know, top seeds, you know, with the exception of Washington, because with their record... how about that? They're in the playoffs, and they're probably the fourth pick of the draft.
right.
It's not crazy.
With the shortened season, I guess they played a full season, but with the COVID and not having the full training camps, will there be an asterisk next to the Lombardi Trophy the Stanley Cup?
No.
This is the asterisk year, the 2020 asterisk.
Why?
It's the biggest symbol of the year.
But they've played all the games. So it's not like
they didn't have a full camp. People got hurt.
Camp has nothing to do with it.
First 2 weeks, how many hamstring and ACL injuries did you see took out the best players?
When it's all said and done, the players are going to thank the virus.
They don't have to work half the year?
They're not going to have to do all those workouts. Yeah. They're not going to have to live in town anymore because it's already being brought up by the player side that they've proved they don't need it. So plan on it not happening.
The players, they hate going to practice. Is that like an Allen Iverson thing? It's still not like they just want to go and play the game, or
yeah, practice isn't their favorite thing in the world to do. Camp is even less.
So why do they do it if it's
because they have to? It's why do people come to work here? You know they hate coming here.
Well, but people get hurt like going to camp. They get hurt. So wouldn't you just want to save it for like the playoffs? rest your players and let them play in just the last 4 weeks?
But you also have to get them in shape to play. You have to get them in shape where they can play an hour long of 13-second spurts and stuff. Same with hockey and getting them in shape and stuff. But anyway, all right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our guest, Issues with Best Harris Ever. Hopefully we can take care of that next week. I want to thank our studio audience as well. Until next week, hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
This is Knockout Radio. You by 8 Man Strong.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.